Shalom and welcome to 180 Degree Wednesdays. Welcome back to myself doing this show. It's been a while. Realizing it was a good concept, I said it's time to get back to it. Hopefully we'll get back to doing it at an earlier time in the mornings and get some consistency going with this show. I hope this broadcast is finding you doing well, informed, blessed, and enduring, because we got to make it to the end, brothers and sisters. This platform is designed to not only inspire, but to motivate, encourage, exhort, and hopefully to get you to turn some things around in your life, as we all must do from time to time. And that's not a 360-degree turn, but 180. Just walk away from the madness. Today we're going to talk about the fact that we do need to walk away from the madness because of all the conversations that people are having about who we are. And I think it's a no-brainer. These people already know who we are, and the scripture makes it clear that in the end, the other nations and races will bow down to a people and say, truly, you are the people of the Most High. It's already prophesied that it's going to transpire. And I'd rather wait till that time of vindication and validation, because you're fighting a mute point. At this particular junction, there's a group of people who are upset that there's the awakening of a people happening on the other side. And they're doing all they can, stop it, block it, and they're going to continually lie until they die. So right now we got a lot of the gospel of gossip going on. When you focus your intellectual dispositions and your sermons and your ministry on what's going on in the tablets and on TMZ and what's being said, you're getting away from the true point of what you're supposed to be doing as a minister and pastor. Because let me establish this fact for you. Just because you're knowing doesn't mean that you're going. So it's one thing to wake up to the identity, but there's a responsibility after the identity crisis has been absolved. And, I'm going to be honest with you. Giving your life over to the Most High, and not in a religious way, because I don't ascribe to religion, but conforming to what the title of this lesson is today, adhering to statutes, laws, and commandments, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be time to man up, woman up, gird up. There's nothing fun about it. I can liken it to a boxer, because boxers have their moments where they get to enjoy their triumph. But outside of that brief moment, the training for months is rigorous, the abstaining from physical relationships with their spouse, and then the actual ring itself, and then the healing after the fight. Guess what? When you come into this thing and the knowledge of it, you adhere to this, that's just how tough it's going to be. But then you find out later on how to count it all joy, and it makes it worth it when you have these small victories. The Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind me, this one thing I do, I press toward the mark to obtain my prize. So what he was insinuating there, what he was really saying is that after each victory, it's time to put it on the shelf, your little trophy, and it's time to go on to the next battle, match, race, valley, mountain, trial, tribulation. And you start to get used to this process. So just because you're knowing, you're not going. It's time for people like myself and others to teach you properly, the men of Israel, the men of Israel, teaching the congregation of Israel, as the women are teaching the women and children. Because there's a story that I always trip on in the Bible about one of Christ's utmost disciples, which is Peter, Cephas. The reason I trip on him is because he said, upon this rock, Petra, Peter, Cephas, I'll build my church. He was the leader of the church, the way that Christ left him with. But Christ told Peter, after Peter had walked with him for 3.5 years, you're going to turn your back on me. Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, but it's okay. I've prayed for you. After you've repented, and after you're fully converted, then go to your brothers and go preach to the people. I'm paraphrasing. I'm amazed that after 3.5 years, he still was not converted. The conversion is a process. And so what we do is we prepare ourselves for the process. And there's going to be mountains and valleys. You're going to fall. You're going to make mistakes. But the key is what the title of this little motivational speech is adherence. Can you adhere to the statutes, laws, and commandments? Psalms 19 and 7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect. You can achieve that perfection. Making wise the simple. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul of a man. There is no true conversion until you adhere to the statutes, laws, and commandments. You can't adhere to religion, Sunday service, cultural so-called traditions, thinking that hip-hop is the culture, and the way these people rapping and the way they dressing, and the lashes and the hair, and what we do as a people, glorifying that as a culture. No. See, when you find out who you are, you have to start doing some research on what was the culture. What is the culture? And that culture is usually based upon a substratum of adhering to some laws. There must be conduct, dress code, how you eat, how you carry yourself. That's what makes you set apart. When you look at the definition for adherence, it's attachment or commitment to a person, cause, or belief. A strict adherence to an etiquette. So if you're going to come to the culture, you're going to have to adhere to the culture, and you must find out through the culture who you are in person and find out what does that really involve? What does that really say? So I want to encourage you that this understanding, this brief pinnacle, this apex in the road, it is but the beginning. And now we must preach to you that it's time to repent and 180-degree turn from your sins. Come back to the culture of our people, which is adherence to statutes, laws, and commandments, and come out of the ways of the world and completely separate yourself. Because trust me, it's either do or die. Adherence. It's either do or die. Revelations 22 and 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into that city. It's only the ones that are doing it. Not keep, because you can keep it in your house and put it on the wall. Not just saying, but the ones who are doing it. The moral law, the 10 that this world is trying to get you to do away with. The 10 can save our communities and our children. It can bring us back to who we are as a people. Everybody's excited because some celebrity who made some pacts and initiations, I'm not the most high, he's probably forgiven. But because a celebrity tells you something and you're just jumping up and down about that, it's time to do the investigation. Restoring the cultural identity of the original Hebrew man, one asleep mind at a time. When you wake up, you got to get up. Snooze button, daydreaming. Slumbering, complaining about you don't want to get up, not going to do it for you. It's time to get up and go to work. Put your big boy drawers on and your big girl drawers on, everything, because it's time to do the work. And it's going to involve some consistency and adherence to a foundation and structure that's always been there, but we walked away from it, trying to be like the people of this world. Trying to get that bag. we lost our way. Let's come back to the culture, the true culture and the creed. Do or die. It's time to adhere. All right, that's been my time. Remember, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. Peace and blessings.